Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, so I should start. So you can go, and then you can go into the thing.
All right. All right.
All right. Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. This week, we're talking about the Junius Caesar Pizza at Junior's Pizza and eating Van Leeuwen. Leeuwen vegan brown sugar honeycomb ice cream bars. God damn it, we almost had it.
We were so close.
How do you say it?
I have always said it Van Leeuwen.
That's why you threw it to me to do that part.
No,
you hung me out to dry.
I did because last week there were some complaints about the order.
This is me on the clothesline.
I would not.
Hanging from the clothesline because you didn't know how to pronounce this word. So you dressed it up like you were giving me what I wanted.
I pronounce it Leeuwen, like Luam. Luam. Leeuwen.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Hi, Luam, if you're listening.
Leeuwen. Van Leeuwen.
Van Leeuwen.
Hey, listeners. I almost said fans, but we don't have any of those. Hey, listeners. How do you say it? Let us know. Or we'll probably tag these guys.
Yeah. Van Leeuwen. How are we doing?
Oh, that was good.
I think it
is Van Leeuwen. Van Leeuwen, let us know, please. Mm-hmm. And we'll report back. We never reported back that Katjes got back to us, the gummies people from like a year ago.
What did they
say? And said, you said it right.
Oh.
Remember, we had a whole thing.
Breaking.
Not even. Wow. Got that big Sunday energy.
Mm-hmm. It's a Sunday. We're doing a weekend record.
We're back on our bullshit. Back on our weekend bullshit.
Yeah, we are.
Because we potentially were going to do something on our weekday record time. So then we were making moves to record now. But mm-hmm. I think we'll be free that day. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, hey, why is this a bleeding edge race to the finish every time? Why don't we just do both and get a little bit ahead?
Yeah.
And you were like, ugh. And I was like, I don't want to do it either. I don't like to do the podcast either. Yet we continue.
Toeheads, we do it for you.
Who do we do it for? Tell me true. Becky Streepy, co-host of Talkin' Tofu. Who do you do this podcast for? Why do you do this podcast? Why do you do this podcast?
I like doing it with you. And it's for the Toeheads. For the Toeheads.
It's really for them?
Yeah, they like to know
it's not for you?
What we ate. A little bit for me.
Okay.
Because I like spending time with you doing the podcast.
Okay.
Why
so you're selfishly spending time with me? Like
forcing you to schedule time?
No. It's not about forcing to schedule time. I'm saying you do it for yourself so that you get to spend time with me. Because if you don't book time in with me, you're going to miss it.
Self-care.
How many days this week did you go roller skating?
Shh.
You got to book time in so that you don't miss time with me.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So I'm clear.
Why do you do the podcast?
For you.
Oh.
Because it's so important to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like 100% of the reason that I do it.
Dave, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I just got back from Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Is that what it's called?
Kid would know, you may go ask.
I should know because I just went and saw it, but it's not like they keep the title fonted up the entire time. So, let's see.
Across.
Hold on. You're going to get spoiled if you look it up. You need to not look it up.
It's just anyway, showing me Showtime.
I just got, okay, well.
Across the Spider-Verse.
I just got back from Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the animated Spider-Man film, the second in the series. Kid and I went and saw it in the theater. Saw it in the Dolby. I don't know. Hold on. Let me back up a little bit.
You would think they sponsored this podcast. What? They don't.
No. Well, who? AMC?
Yeah.
It's funny you bring that up.
Oh.
I'm on the AMC Stubbs A-List.
You?
Yes. AMC Stubbs is their reward program. And the A-List is a premium invite only program.
Invite only?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The yep. invitation is a fee of $25 a month.
Oh, they invite you to...
They invite you to pay that fee, yes. But they thank you before every movie.
Does Nicole Kidman personally?
No, but you joke. Hold on. I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, okay.
When you're on the A-List, you can see up to 3 movies a week for free. You get discounts on Tuesdays. You get free popcorn on your birthday, which I don't know if you check the calendar. It's coming up for somebody. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to get my free popcorn on my birthday.
Hell yeah.
Last year, I got it at Top Gun Maverick. Got my little free popcorn on my birthday. Got a little brew dog. Had to pay full price for that. Not cheap. So you get that. You get free Wi-Fi. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you get, for every $50 you spend, you get a $5 gift certificate to spend on more things. I don't know if you knew this about the movies, but the fees don't end. The cost doesn't end at the ticket.
No.
The concessions. I've got a sneaking suspicion that's where these guys are making their money, not on the ticket prices.
You do?
But
you
on think the popcorn so? And the candy and the soda and the booze. Like, I think they're making most of their money on that stuff. That's why they push it so hard.
Really?
And they can kind of charge whatever they want because it's not like there's a lot of options.
Yeah, and you can't bring in your own stuff.
Yeah. So, went and saw Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse?
Correct.
Okay.
It's as if I was there.
On the way there, our son recited the entire Nicole Kidman thing to me. I was so proud. For those of y'all who don't know, those of you on the B and C list and don't go to movies at all, like if you go to an AMC before every movie, there's a bit with Nicole Kidman where she sits in an empty theater and talks about how great the movies are.
Yeah.
To people who are already at the movies.
Yeah.
It's an ad for the movies for people who are already at, who have already done what the ad for the movies would want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a feel good.
Yeah.
And she says, like, we're transported to places we've never been. We can bring him in here to recite the whole thing if you want.
I would love it.
Uses clips from Jurassic World, Creed, La La Land.
The La Wonder La Land. Woman. Every time I go with him to a movie.
Yeah.
When they show the La La Land clip. When the La La Land clip comes on, he leans over to me every time and says, is La La Land a good movie?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I never saw it.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Yeah. We should watch it.
We should.
Probably on a streamer.
Probably.
I mean, what isn't?
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird thing going on right now. So, yeah, I just got back from that.
Very nice.
Yeah. Do you want to know how it was?
Yes, I was waiting for you to tell me.
Could you ask how it was?
Dave, how was the movie? I mean, I already know, but tell the Toeheads how you liked it.
You don't have to do that.
Sorry, everyone. I broke the illusion.
Ask me again. And don't be like, hey, also, I know what your answer is, but this is all charade.
Hey, Dave, how was the movie? What'd you think?
I loved it. I've never seen anything like it, and I was a big fan of the first Spider-Verse movie. And to, like, there was halfway through the movie, this movie, where I was like, I've seen the first Spider-Verse movie, and I've still never seen anything like this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool.
Incredible.
I want to see
Incredible.
It.
Incredible. You should see it.
I will.
Okay.
I'll see it.
Okay.
I should have gone with y'all. My plans fell through because the weather app lied to me.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Didn't have a seat for you.
Oh, yeah. It's a problem.
It was full. Full-ass theater.
I bet it was.
It's been a full-ass theater for 3 days now.
Opening weekend, I bet people went back if it's as... good as you say.
Yeah. The fans like it.
Yeah. It sounds like it's really good.
Everybody in the theater liked it. They kept saying, we like this, while we were watching it.
You were like, this is so distracting. Stop it.
Yeah, I was like, no, I didn't want to like muck up their enthusiasm.
Yeah.
We come to this place for magic, Becky. Dazzling images on a big silver screen, sound that I can feel. Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Yeah.
These characters are the best parts of us. Mm-hmm. And some other stuff. You'll have to ask our child. He's got it all. I've seen it like 10 times as much as he has, but he's got a better memory than me.
Sponge brain.
Yeah. So I saw that. The downside, though, was I had the large soda and the large popcorn.
Yep.
And there was a moment where I looked down and realized I had hit the bottom of the large popcorn, which doesn't really usually happen.
Ooh. That's so a lot of popcorn.
Little tummy ache. I don't know how it all fits in my body.
I wonder that often about the food our child eats. He eats so much sometimes, like if he's growing.
Right.
I'm like, how are you physically fitting that food? Your belly is smaller than the amount of food I just saw you swallow. Like, where is it?
Yeah. Bringing it back to me, though.
Yeah.
The tub of large popcorn is larger than my belly.
Yeah. Well, but popcorn is fluffy and like full of air. When you chew it, it gets smaller.
Okay.
So let's say it goes down to like 1/3 of the size.
So in there, a third?
Yeah.
My goodness. My stomach's about 1/3 the size of that big popcorn thing.
So you just filled
from a chart, my memory of a chart of what the organs look like.
Yeah.
And scaling that to my body size, which is slight for the most part. I have a little belly. Mm-hmm. Slight for the most part. And then the size of the bucket, which again was a large, as an A-list member, I did not point this out. You get a large for the price of a regular. Free upgrades to large soda, free upgrades to large popcorn.
Yeah.
Just in the notes, can you just list out all the benefits so that people don't have to scroll back and forth?
Okay.
Appreciate that. So, okay. Do you think it's like, what do you think it looks like in there right now?
It's just all popcorn.
Do you think it looks like when you wet toilet paper and like glom it all together?
Ooh,
or like spitballs, like a collection of spitballs?
Probably the collection of spitballs.
You think it looks like one of those fatbergs that comes out of the sewers when people flush the quote flushable wipes?
Oh, I hope not.
And then they clog up like the city sewers and they have to pull out these like 5,000 pound fatbergs. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. I'm familiar.
Okay. You just seem like you don't want to talk about it.
No, Fatbergs was actually a storyline on a show that I watched.
What show?
I knew you were going to ask that.
So sorry.
Oh my God, I can't remember now. It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was like a cheesy like drama from the 90s.
Okay.
But anyway, one of the storylines, this woman, the boss is like in love with a guy who's a sanitation worker.
Oh.
And he has to go in and deal with a fatberg.
Yeah.
And he gets horribly injured.
Oh, okay.
And then he's okay and she realizes how much she loves him. It's actually a very sweet story surrounding a fatberg.
I feel like my knee jerk for somebody in the sanitation industry is kind of like, hats off to them because they got to deal with all this gross shit that the rest of us don't have to deal with.
Literal gross shit.
Or the rest of us deal with our own gross shit, but these people have to deal with like the society's gross shit collectively, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that there might be an advantage to that because you probably numb out on the grossness of the shit. And I don't mean poo-poo. I mean, poo-poo's part of it, but I mean
the whole thing.
Gross stuff. I can be more eloquent. You probably numb out on the idea of gross stuff. Just like if you're a dentist, you probably numb out on gross teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're a podiatrist, you just numb out on gross feet, right?
It's a survival thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Speaking of feet, onlyfans.com/talkingtofu. We're both up there now. So keep your eyes peeled. So that's into the Spider-Verse. Across the Spider-Verse.
Yep.
You got to see it.
I want to see
it. Great movie.
Sounds great.
Great fucking movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Not even a Toe Views segment. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, you tried to go skating. Let's just get that out of the way.
Tried and failed. I got in the car. I had my outfit on with my workout shorts that have a pocket for my phone. My little fanny pack on. Got all my gear together.
Okay.
Loaded my skates and pads into the car.
Yeah.
Got in the car to drive over to the skate park where I was planning to begin my skating.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes away, torrential downpour.
Hate to see it.
I just basically did a full loop there and back in the car.
Ooh.
It was very upsetting.
I heard it in the theater. That's one of my favorite things about the theater, is you go in and you come out and the world's changed a little bit. Like either day has become night or it rained and stopped and everything looks different. I like that.
That is neat.
Yeah.
So
what'd you do?
I came home and I drowned my sorrows in a little Love is Blind season 4.
Oh, boy.
And then...
What do you think about Love is Blind season 4?
I did some house stuff.
Okay.
Boring house stuff.
What do you think about Love is Blind season 4?
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah?
I feel like the drama's there. I feel like there's some mean girls like we were discussing earlier. There's a couple of...
The listener doesn't know that we've had these conversations.
Dave and I have discussed it a little bit, but not a ton.
Why do you feel the need about this?
What I do is when I'm watching Love is Blind, I send text messages to Dave.
Yeah, who receives them in movies.
And out of context. I know. But there is this one woman in particular who loves to just like with a big grin just start so much shit.
Yeah.
And it's a delight to watch her.
It's kind of a new layer of that season.
Yeah. I feel like there hasn't been that character before. I mean, people have started drama, but it feels like this woman, that's what she's really there for. She doesn't care about really finding love. Like she was kind of into a guy but not really.
Right.
And that was part of the drama starting that she did in the episode that I saw. But like you could see how gleeful she was about like just making people upset.
And like hurting people.
Yeah.
Making people feel stupid.
Yeah.
Which I felt like
it's wild to watch.
Usually.
Also, there's a character on there who I feel like is just on there because he wants to be a cult leader so bad. Mm. And I think that he's got what it takes, y'all. So watch out.
Do you think he's got what it takes?
Yeah.
To be a cult leader.
Yeah. He's really good at like saying stuff that's nothing but sounds like something profound.
That doesn't make somebody a good cult leader, though.
Oh.
You need charisma.
He is very charismatic. He had two ladies. He got to choose.
Yeah, but if you're seeing through it, he wouldn't be a very good cult leader.
I guess not.
You got to be selling an idea that you still buy, even if you're suspicious of it, or even if you're like you're still orbiting it, but you're being dragged into it. You know what I mean? Versus somebody who's like, you can objectively be like, that guy's a smooth talker.
Mm-hmm.
I see other people buying that guy's shit, you know?
Yeah, I guess I see the people on the show all buying into it, the men and the women.
But I think on that show, everybody is buying into a certain level of bullshit. Like, the entire concept of the show.
Yeah.
And once you're through that little barrier, everything's just kind of Looney Tunes, you know?
Yeah.
Do you want to know how it shakes out?
No, I'll get there. I'll get there.
Because I'll tell you.
That's okay. And then the other thing I wanted to say was that the Atlanta Beltline has a fitness coalition and you can register on their website. This also, they didn't pay me to say this, but I signed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. You can sign up for free and you get a free pack of 10 classes that you can use to register for any number of classes. There's like all kinds of stuff on all different parts of the Beltline. One of which is a skating class. Here's a coin.
Do you want to explain what the Beltline is?
Oh, so if you're not familiar with the Beltline, it is a series of paths and walking trails that connect, all paved, that connect the different neighborhoods in Atlanta. And it's eventually going to be a loop that goes around the whole city. And there are a lot of really nice parts of the Beltline that are completed now. So all these classes are like on different parts of the Beltline. So it's almost like a big loop park all the way around the city. Yep. And my friend Josh, the roller gay on Instagram, is teaching roller skating fitness classes on the Beltline for free. He's got two more coming up and then they're going to schedule more like later in the summer too. But he has one more coming up in June and then one in mid-July. And I went to the first one yesterday, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We bombed a hill.
What does bombing a hill mean?
We went to the top of a pretty big hill, and then we just zoomed down it where we hit top speed, and you're just going so fast.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. There was, the Beltline was empty, which is part of why they picked the West Side Trail, because it's a little bit emptier, so it's good for beginners. So it was a beginner class, and I picked up some good little nuggets about skating on the Beltline.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant you were doing trash pickup.
No, that would have been good.
Yeah. Help the community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I met a bunch of skaters that I follow on Instagram and was like, it's you. It was real fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's Talking Toe View.
It's back.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row we're doing toe views.
We did.
This one's got a little bit of a twist to it, though, Becky.
Oh, wait. You weren't playing us out of toe views? You're playing us into toe
views? Why would I play toe views after your skate story?
Well, because we just did toe views.
No, I just talked about how I went to the movie. You asked how I was doing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is official toe views. I'm ready. Yes.
You don't sound ready.
I am ready for your twist.
All right. Well, I don't know if I want to do it now.
Oh, no.
No, I'll do it. So, we started a new series yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Started Mrs. Davis.
Yeah, we
did. On Peacock.
Ugh.
Sci-fi. Fun. Sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Silly sci-fi. Silly, fun, mystery sci-fi. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that appropriate? I don't want to give too much away about the show. We enjoyed it. We're going to keep watching it. We're going to keep watching the show.
Yes.
We're going to keep... Okay. All right.
Okay. I loved the first episode. What a ride.
A lot of fun. So I got a little bee in my bonnet, a little pee in my mattress, P-E-A in my mattress.
Or P-E, either.
No,
way.
I did not pee my mattress.
Nor was there a pee under the...
But the metaphor is a P-E-A in your mattress. I didn't have a bonnet or a bee in it either. I don't know why you're...
All of this is a metaphor, Toeheads.
So... Part of the show is that the lead is a nun.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to a nunnery. A nunnery? A nunnery.
Sure.
A convent.
Yes.
A nunnery.
A convent. A convent. AKA nunnery.
Is it?
I think it's convent. You're talking to the wrong person.
All right.
That's your department.
I'm not a Catholic.
Oh, is it Catholic? I don't even know that much. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can dig into my religion.
Let's not.
On our Patreon episode.
Ooh, yeah.
So I said out loud to the room that you and I were in, I was like, oh, this is kind of like the setup for Sister Act. Crickets. Crickets.
Because crickets I was watching the
crickets
show.
Crickets to the point. Mm-hmm. Where 5 minutes later, I paused it.
Yeah, you did.
And I said, I just want to point out that I said Sister Act. I likened the show to Sister Act and you didn't say anything. Have you seen Sister Act? And you said, yes!
I've been to summer camp.
So
I've
offended.
Seen Sister Act.
So offended. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Oh my God.
And I didn't want it. You were so upset that I... You were so upset. That I paused it to talk about it, that I didn't want to pause it again to dig in further. It was very late at night.
It really was.
So I chewed on it since last night. I've chewed on it all day today. And I realized that I don't believe you.
What?
That you I don't think that you have seen Sister Act.
Why would I lie about that?
Well, we're going to find out. Well, I'm not going to find out why you've lied, but I pulled up a BuzzFeed quiz about Sister Act.
I mean, I'm going to do badly.
And, oh, really? I wonder why that is.
Because I haven't seen Sister Act since I was a kid.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. This is test your Sister Act knowledge with this trivia quiz.
Oh, my God.
There's a comment, like a sub headline, that I feel like is spoilery, and I'm not even going to give you that. What's the name of the character played by Whoopi Goldberg? Paquita, Eleanor, Dolores, Lizzie.
Eleanor.
Wrong.
Ugh.
Dolores.
Dolores.
That's right. What's her job? Accountant, waitress, singer, beauty consultant.
Accountant.
singer.
Oh, that makes sense.
Kind of central
to the whole movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what you've seen of the movie from the trailers and pop culture clips. Understood. Where does Dolores go into witness protection? Club, church, airport, house.
Dave?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen Sister Act. I think you're right that I have a cobbled knowledge based on pop culture.
Yeah. Yeah. You were so indignant.
I was so sure I'd
see. You were so indignant. You didn't know that she was in witness protection, did you?
No.
But that's how she joined. God.
Well, the good news is the kid hasn't seen it either. So we'll all watch Sister Act tonight.
So you don't need me to do the other 8 questions of this quiz?
No. I guess I don't know. I guess I haven't seen Sister Act. I've seen so many things referencing it. I thought I'd seen it.
I thought. I'm going to be honest.
I wasn't lying.
I'm going to be honest. I was ready to be wrong. And for this to shake out like you have seen it, but you're also just bad at remembering it.
No. I don't think I've seen it. It's the only
This just depresses me more than what it was.
Why?
I don't know. How can you not have seen Sister Act? As you said, I've been to summer camp.
I've been to summer camp. I don't know. Maybe we watched Willy Wonka.
Oh, man. I know that you've seen Willy Wonka.
A lot of times. Yeah. A lot of times.
We got to watch Sister Act.
Yeah.
You know what we do. You know what we do.
Watch it on Tuesday?
No, no. We get some whoopie pies. We watch Sister Act.
Yes.
We talk about it.
Yes.
Right?
That's a great idea.
All right. That was the whole... I expected this to take so much longer. That's the bit. The segment.
It's called The Gotcha.
I guess so.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's Talking Toe View.
Well, I'll admit to you, I haven't seen Sister Act 2 back in the habit. And I was going to... suggest that no, that's not a good title. Not a good title. Not a good title. I don't like to, I'm a yes and guy. Mm-hmm. I gotta come in, I gotta say that. Not a good title. I was gonna suggest that after all was said and done that we watch Sister Act 2 together and talk about that. Because I haven't seen Sister Act 2 back in the habit.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kept going. Oh. I think there's a Sister Act 3.
Whew.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
Should we talk about pizza?
So you came back from... Way to cut me off, by the way. For me to not be a yes and guy and to call myself out for it. And for you to just like pick me up and set me down on the other side of the line and be like, you're here now. So you came back from your Beltline class yesterday.
Yes.
And...
So sweaty. It was so muggy. It was only like... 90 degrees, which is hot, but not like,
right?
Not like let's all whine and complain hot, but it was so muggy.
Yeah.
It just like sapped, and there's no shade on the West Side Trail.
Okay.
My life force had been sapped from my body.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that. I returned in that state.
Okay. So what I was going to say was what I was doing.
What were you doing?
I had just gotten back from an outdoor birthday party.
Yeah, you had
a child's outdoor birthday party that I was attending. My son was attending that I was the parent for.
You did not attend it without a child of your own.
I mean, you can be an adult can be invited.
Yeah, that's
to a
true.
Child's birthday
we
party.
We invite our adult friends. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Not a ridiculous thing to suggest. I just wanted to be clear.
Anyway, the life force had been sapped from both of our bodies.
Well, okay, so it was like 2:30 and the child and I were making late lunch plans. And then we did our little creepy snoop on your location and saw that you were heading back. So decided to wait until you got back to figure out a plan for food. Because one thing I know about you when you're skating is you come back, you're a little goblin.
I am a goblin. Yeah. So hungry.
So I just want to say we, 2:30 in the afternoon, we spent so much time talking about where we were going to eat. Throwing in criteria, taking out criteria, trying to get the perfect thing. And then I remembered that Junior's Pizza, a favorite of ours, put out a new pizza that you were particularly excited about and said, hey, let's go do that. Because takeout was one of the categories that we wanted. Or leftovers.
Yeah.
We wanted to go somewhere for a late lunch, get leftovers, and then eat those leftovers for dinner.
Yes.
Like, so that we could accommodate being off schedule with, like, one order.
Correct.
Which pizza is great for.
Yes. And think juniors, about, they're special pizzas. You have to buy a whole pie. You can't just buy a slice.
Right. And
so this worked out.
Because pizza is like a big dish.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's cut into pieces.
It's slices, perfect. It's, slices. It's made for this plan.
So you can have slices when you order it and what? Save slices for later. When
oh my
you,
gosh.
No, you were there for this. Oh. You're being a little bit coy. You're being a little bit snide.
I would.
I'm detecting a little temperature from you this entire time. I might ask you after this if you want to continue doing the podcast and who you're doing it for. It doesn't sound like you're doing it for me at all.
I know you like to do it with me.
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, pizza's a good. You get the slices and you can eat the slices later. You can take them home. It was dumb. So we went.
It was a good pizza fit.
You were excited about.
It was a pizza I was excited about. Y'all, when I was a teen.
Yeah.
Before I went vegetarian for the first time, one of my favorite things to eat was a chicken Caesar salad. If there was a chicken Caesar salad on the menu, that was my order. It was my go-to. Love Caesar dressing. Love a big leafy green salad. Love that there's cheese and crunchy croutons and then pieces of tender chicken, which obviously I don't eat anymore, but at the time I did enjoy it. So when I saw that Junior's Pizza had a chicken Caesar salad pizza and that they were doing a vegan version, I sent it straight to Dave.
You did.
Said,
you did.
OMG.
You did.
Yeah.
It's called the Junius Caesar.
Yeah, it is.
Because Junior's Pizza. Mm-hmm. I thought it was because of June. It took me a minute to realize, no, it's Junior's.
I think it's maybe both. I think they were like, this is perfect.
Maybe.
I like to think that it was like when they came up with June, they were workshopping names. Somebody said Junius Caesar and they were like, oh my gosh, and it's June and we're juniors. This is perfect. And that's why they went with it.
So you sent this to me. My interest level did not extend past the point of, oh, it's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Not like, OMG, I have to try this.
Yeah.
But I wasn't off the fence.
Right.
I was a yes and guy.
You were a yes and guy.
I was a yes and guy. I actually brought this up as the option.
Mm-hmm.
To you. I knew what you wanted. I knew you were interested in this.
I was.
I said, here's an idea I'm not super enthusiastic about, but I'll present it to you and you'll be so enthusiastic about it that it won't matter if I have a better idea. And that's what happened.
It was what happened.
We all got in the car. We went to Junior's. We ordered this pizza.
I got a Dr. Pepper. Ice cold.
Yeah, you did.
It was lovely.
You did. And we ate it.
Yeah, and we did.
What did you think?
I thought it was good. I feel like configuration-wise, maybe I have some notes. I feel like the chicken and the croutons. Basically, what they did was they did the crust. Oh, right? It's like a regular. It's their usual. Their usual thin tender pizza crust that they usually do.
I don't usually like a thin crust, and these guys do it really well.
Yeah. Junior's pizza crust is great. And no sauce, maybe some olive oil and garlic.
The dressing is the sauce.
No, but no sauce on the crust directly.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm building the pizza. Okay. So there's crust.
Then you don't have to get mad at me.
There might be like some oil and garlic, but there's no like red sauce. And there's not a white sauce either. And then they do the cheese. They bake that. And then on top is the whole chicken Caesar salad, the lettuce, the chicken, the croutons. They didn't do more cheese shreds. And then they just like douse it with Caesar dressing that I'm assuming they make in-house.
They make a banging vegan ranch.
Mm-hmm. And it looked like they doctored up their vegan ranch even more to make it Caesar-y. They had like lemoned it up.
Yep.
So my note would be, I liked it. I thought the chicken should have and the croutons should have been under the cheese because everything was falling off of that pizza.
Yeah.
And that was it was a little messy and hard to eat, but I did really enjoy the crunchy lettuce.
Yeah.
And I liked something so proteiny, those big pieces of were they garden tenders? They were some kind of vegan chicken tender cut up. And the croutons were really good and crunchy.
Yeah.
And I thought it was nice. It was a good combination of like rich stuff and fresh stuff and creamy cheese and salad dressing. And I liked it. I don't know if it's something I would order all the time, but it was like a neat special thing that I enjoyed. As a monthly special, I think. Good job. What did you think?
So I'm glad I tried it. I thought it was a fun idea. I agree that it was difficult to keep everything on the slice. The chicken was cold, and I couldn't tell if that was intentional or not.
Yeah, I feel like it should. Yes, I agree. Sorry.
But then it got me wondering about the larger hot-cold dichotomy on the pizza. Because the crust is hot. The cheese is hot, obviously. And then the salad on top of it is a cold dish placed on top of it. The lettuce is not heated up. Like, none of that stuff. Everything above that line is chilled. Mm-hmm. So there it makes sense for the chicken to also be chilled. Because it's on the tippy top. Mm-hmm. But you could also cook the chicken separately and place it on top, which is what you see in a Caesar salad frequently. Mm-hmm. You see it both ways, and I just couldn't tell what the intention was. But then it manifested in a larger sense on the takeout option, which I don't know if you remember, but one of the reasons that we picked the pizza, one of the great things about it is that we could have the slices while we were eating, and then we had slices left over to take home and eat later for dinner. Yeah, so we ate those later for dinner.
Can't reheat it.
Well, you couldn't reheat it.
Because the dressing would melt.
But I got to say, like, I enjoyed that experience as much as I enjoyed the hot crust experience.
I had another cold slice of that pizza for lunch today.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Just as much as the hot crust, as you were saying. Oh, still hard to eat.
Yeah.
But just messy. It was a two-hander.
The taste was fine. The experience was weird.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I want to repeat it.
Yeah.
But it's worth trying. It's worth trying. And I you're looking at me funny. And that's why I'm acting funny.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just listening. I was excited to hear what was next.
But the idea, what if there was a salad that was made that way? Think about a taco salad. Mm-hmm. Taco salad's in a bread bowl. Chip bowl.
Like a tortilla bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
But effectively, it's on like a bowl that is like filling in that box on like what a meal contains.
Yeah.
You're not helping me out at all.
I'm trying to meet you, but I need more information.
A tostada. Is like a salad on a tortilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if there were like small personal pizza-ish type dishes that were full-ass salads on heated bread that could be sliced up and eaten as pizza? Like,
ooh, like a like personal pan salad pizza.
Yes, but like how do you get there where you're not expecting a pizza experience?
Right.
Like that's the... like. You instantly called it a pizza.
Right.
Because it is cut into slices and it is served on a flat piece of hot bread. Like the bread is still hot and you put the cold ingredients on top of it. Why is that not a more common thing?
More like a salad flatbread. Call it a flatbread.
Sure. Or a saliza. Salsa.
Sure.
Pizzad.
Pizzad.
Pizzlad.
Pizz.
Pisslad.
That's the one.
Pisslad.
Nailed it.
So I guess I'm proposing that we explore pisslads.
Okay. In the home?
No, in the world.
Okay.
I'm busy. I don't have time for that shit.
Okay.
But somebody could figure that out and make $1 million.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
It is idea. Whatever. I like it.
The segment's over. I liked it. Good job. Good. Nice try. I don't think I'll try it again. But I'm glad they tried it.
Yeah. Junior's does a special every month, and every month it looks so fun.
Yeah.
It's tricky because you have to order the whole pie, and our family doesn't always agree on what sounds good.
I know that's hard to believe.
Yeah, just based on us.
This is Talking Toe News.
Hey, Hey, it's Talkin' Toe News, and that is a segment of the podcast where we, meaning me, I'm David Streepy. I take a headline from the world of vegan news and present it, and we talk about it for a little bit. And this week is from plantbasednews.org by Polly Foreman. Great name. Great freaking name. Polly Foreman. Polly Foreman's a great name.
It is a good name.
May 30th, 2023. Vegan potato ice cream could soon hit the market. The dairy-free ice cream market has risen substantially in recent years. Vegans could soon have yet another dairy-free ice cream to choose from as a Swedish company is working on a potato-based product. Veg of Lund, the parent company of DUG Doug Drinks, has announced a patent approval for an ice cream made with potatoes, rapeseed oil, and a vegetable protein emulsion. She nodded. Becky nodded. I looked at her. That's what the pause was. This patent...
I was encouraging you. You're killing it.
This patent currently just covers Sweden, but the makers have said that they're hoping for international protection soon. We're pleased that a patent is approved in Sweden, said Professor Eva Tornberg, founder of Veg of Lund, in a statement. So the founder of Veg of Lund is a professor. That's pretty neat.
That is neat.
That's neat. That feels old-timey.
It does.
Yeah. Like the head of the Explorers Guild or something like that, you know?
Right. It does.
The fact that it's based on such an everyday crop as potatoes shows the uniqueness and strength of the patent. So, initial thoughts.
Wasn't there an April Fool's thing about potato milk? That's my initial thought was, is this an April Fool's?
On May 30th.
No, but wasn't there an April Fool's?
Was there?
I thought there was that Veg News did one.
Maybe. What are your thoughts about...
I'm trying
to change the subject a little bit. What are your thoughts about potatoes as a milking or an ice cream ingredient?
You can make really good ice cream with sweet potato. Like, okay. That's a different plant, like totally different. Potatoes are so starchy.
I'm holding up a picture of a crate or carton of potato milk. It's called Doug.
It sure is. It's
dairy free. It's great branding. Like the design of it is very, very cool. Use as milk. So potato milk's a real thing.
Okay. Wow.
So we might be the April Fools.
I feel like the April Fool. I don't know. I'm dubious, but I'd try it.
I don't think it sounds good. I'm gonna go out on a limb.
Yeah.
And say that sounds nasty. Sounds nasty, and I am ready to be proven wrong. But it does not sound good.
Although, potatoes have a neutral flavor. And so maybe you could get a nice creamy neutral milk. Because the whole thing with plant milks is they, almost without exception, have a taste to them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure cow's milk does too. I don't remember. But I wonder if potato milk would be more neutral in flavor than like a soy milk. Like oat milk's pretty neutral, but even that has like kind of a, it has like a whole, you can taste the grain of it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So of the famous milk alternatives,
yeah,
dairy alternatives, they all kind of naturally pair with sweet.
Yes.
Oat. You put like sweet fruit and stuff in your oatmeal.
Yeah.
Almonds, trail mix.
Mm-hmm.
You put like raisins and M&Ms and stuff in there.
But what about soy milk?
Soy milk goes into yogurt.
But soy, like when I think of soy, I think of savory. Like I think tofu.
But it's not exclusive.
Yeah, I guess.
And to my ultimate point, not as exclusive, like potato is exclusively savory. Show me a single execution of a potato that's anything but.
Well, sure, a whole potato, but maybe they're just using, if they're just using like the starch, say like potato starch, you can use in place of cornstarch to make a vanilla pudding.
But the idea of the food itself.
Right.
Have historically, we did a whole month on potatoes. We didn't get anywhere near anything sweet.
No potato desserts but that month.
To like historically have been on this side of the fence.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I think they got the cards stacked against them.
Yeah. I mean, I'll still try it because I'll try whatever as long as it's vegan. But we'll see.
Look, give Polly the click. Like it, don't like it. I'm getting served an ad, a Temu ad on this page. You know Temu?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Only because I get 1 million ads for it.
This one has a pink t-shirt. It's also got two pictures of feet.
Oh, I was served that same t-shirt about
the, all right, hold my, on. I'm going to read
wife.
It.
I could because I
could. Five things you should know about my wife.
Ooh, tell us about me.
One, she is my queen.
Okay.
Two, she is a bit crazy and scares me sometimes.
Oh.
Three, she can't control her mouth.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Four, she has anger issues.
What? Now five, she does.
Five, mess with her and they'll never find your body. Just a truly psychotic shirt. Who's wearing this shirt?
That guy, I guess.
No, this guy is not. This guy's wearing a blank pink shirt.
Some Disney guy. That's what he's wearing on the Disney day that guy. His fucking most Disney expensive people. Trip ever shirt is dirty. Yeah. He wears that shirt.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, good luck, guys. It's gonna be uphill.
Yeah.
For the Streepies. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're probably wrong. I'm probably wrong. And speaking about being wrong, I hope that I'm not wrong about the fact that there will be ads in this mid-roll. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And we're back.
Yeah, we are.
Welcome back. Okay, I guess you go.
Oh, I just thought we were just doing busy a writing general
and drawing and.
Yeah, I was doing a little drawing of an ice cream.
Drew
cone.
Drew an ice cream cone.
I did. I was thinking about ice cream because.
What are we doing?
We're gonna eat some ice cream. So I was at Sprouts a while back, and honestly, I went buck wild. It was the same trip where I got that mochi that we tried last week.
Oh boy.
And the other thing that I got, oh, this was when we were getting ready to do the ice cream episode with Robin.
Uh-huh.
I was shopping for that and I went to Sprouts and I just was like, I'm gonna just get a bunch of stuff and see if she can find any of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because she and I had both been back and forth to the store, like, I got this, do you have this?
Yeah.
And it's very hard being on opposite coasts trying to coordinate with a guest because totally different things in your store. Finding something we can all get is sometimes tricky.
And as demonstrated in that episode, even when you think you figured it out, you didn't.
Yeah.
Because we had different items.
I think that's how that happened, was finally she said something that seemed like, I think my brain transposed some stuff and was like, we did it.
Oh.
Anyway, so the other sweet treat I picked up at Sprouts on that trip was Van Leeuwen vegan brown sugar honeycomb ice cream bars. These are chocolate dipped ice cream bars.
And the honey?
They're vegan. It says vegan right on the front.
All
right. Because I did a double take because it said vegan on the front. I saw that first. And then I saw honeycomb. And I went, brr. But then I looked again. It said vegan. And then I was like, let's flip it over. Yeah. Not everyone knows. But there's no honey in this honeycomb ice cream bar.
A mouthful of sweet brown sugar vegan ice cream covered in a thick layer of rich dark chocolate with crunchy honeycomb candy. Mm. So limber up, mouth. That doesn't help at all. But I guess that's is what the texture is supposed to be.
The texture is the honeycomb candy. And it's nut-free except for coconut. It has coconut.
It says tree nut.
Cream and coconut oil. Well, coconut's a tree nut.
Coconut doesn't come from a tree.
Dave.
What?
A palm tree. It comes from a palm tree.
I grew up around palm trees.
Yeah, the coconuts.
Give me that plate. Give me that plate. I'm looking for a chocolate surprise in your office.
Speaking of a chocolate surprise... The chocolate is all that I taste. I can't really taste the ice cream because it's dark chocolate. I can't taste the honeycomb or the ice cream.
The honeycomb was giving me a texture. I want to taste that brown sugar ice cream, and I can't. You're right.
I just got a little bit off of here, and it's really good.
Yeah.
So they make a brown sugar honeycomb pint.
We should try it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that would be a good way to flesh out an episode.
Yeah.
Just to do the two different forms of it.
Yeah. That would be good.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring this to the child to finish.
You're going to give him that whole thing to finish.
Take another bite.
Whole. You're going to give Mr. Soda at the movie theater.
I told him he could.
I'm taking a huge bite so to spare him.
All right, let's talk about the ice cream bar a little bit more.
I thought it was, what? We just said it was very chocolatey.
Very chocolatey. Could not taste the brown sugar ice cream.
And the texture of the honeycomb was nice. We said it all. We said all these things. All.
I wish I could have tasted the honeycomb. I was able, I picked up a piece of chocolate that had fallen and licked the brown sugar ice cream off of it. Yeah. Delicious.
You already said that.
I did?
You already said you did that.
Oh, sorry. I did a whole thing.
You did it real time.
Oh. Well, anyway. On a scale of 1 to 10, should have gotten the pint twos.
Yeah, it's all, it's, yeah. I can give it a 7. It's a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still good for what it was.
Yeah.
Needs a little more balance because the other stuff that's in there is great. I just can't taste it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. It's a 7. If you are craving something like chocolate crunchy with like just a cool, creamy sweetness, but then this is a good option. But if you want to taste that ice cream or taste the honeycomb, this is not the move.
Yeah.
I think if you want to taste the ice cream, maybe go for the pint. We will do that and compare and contrast at some point in the future.
All right. Well, that's our show. If you want to write us a letter, you can write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into Becky's DMs at talkingtofu on Twitter. Or at Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. Becky reads in response to everyone.
I do.
I stay away. And thank you for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod, as long as it's not lewd or crude. And do us a big favor and make a friend and tell a friend about us. Or if you already have a friend, tell them about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people figure out that we have a little show.
It's true. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter and Instagram. And Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington, Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Bye. I think there's something to the piss, lad.
I agree with you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.